producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arizona Sheriff tells citizens to step up and defend yourself. InfoWars.com right now.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
About 5 minutes, I'm getting up. Jakari's coming in here in the war room. You won't be in the situation room today. We're gearing up for tonight's coverage. Wayne Madsen's our guest. Who is worse, a Jeb Bush or a Hillary candidacy? What happens if Hillary gets in? I mean, I'm telling you, Wayne, I'm not supporting Bush or Hillary. I think Hillary'd be better, though, because she's already got so much, even more corruption than Jeb. I think we could take her down quicker. In my gut, I think Hillary would be better than Jeb because she's more defeatable. What do you think?
Well, they're both bad news. You know, I remember Hillary, of course, about Gaddafi. We came, we saw he died, and then we got that cackling hen thing. I don't know if the country can put up with 4 to 8 years of her cackling.
Actually electing the Wicked Witch of the East?
Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody should throw some water on her and see if she melts. But anyway, no, I mean, yeah, it's bad on both sides. I mean, everybody's talking about Hillary, but can you imagine Bill Clinton's going to be back in the White House with nothing to do? I fear for every intern in the White House because he'll just be running around as the first spouse. God only knows what could happen in the White House then.
By the way, I have one more piece here that I wanted to mention to you, Wayne. It's silly. China is now buying Canadian air bottles with pressurized mountain air from Canada and actually breathing it because the smog's so bad in China. But under global warming, they want us to cut our carbon even though we're clean. This is literally out of Spaceballs. Can we cue up the Spaceballs clip? Bottles of Canadian fresh air, a hot sales item in China. I mean, China has gotten so incredibly incredibly polluted that their rivers are catching on fire. So you talk about fiction becoming reality. Here's the clip from Spaceballs. It's Perrier. Not Perrier.
President Trudeau.
Yes.
And then he goes on to deny that there's any problem with the air. But that is actually a classic clip. What do you make of that, Wayne Madsen?
I remember it was people say that it was ludicrous, the thought of buying water, bottled water. They said, well, you know, I drink out of the tap, and now we know we can't do that anymore. And yeah, what it would be next? Selling air. Here's an example of it. China, I was there a couple of years ago. I happened to be there, fortunately, when they did not have this smog problem, but when they have it, it's pretty awful. China and Saudi Arabia, of course, were really reluctant to go along with this agreement in Paris because they were fearful of their own sovereign ability to make decisions.
Absolutely, but you talk about ludicrous. In Spaceballs, they have ludicrous speed and then plaid speed, which is faster than warp speed.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of this is it's incredible. I mean, who would have ever predicted somebody selling air? But then again, I remember when people said it was ludicrous to sell bottled water.
Well, I don't have time to get to their callers, Marcus, Harvey, others. I guarantee you, Jakari wants to talk to you. Try to get to everybody, but the fourth hour is now basically here, and so I'm going to punch out Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Give us your next pitch, where you want to go, what you want to cover. I want to kind of put you out there on the campaign trail some, RNC, DNC. We need to start getting you credentialed, or you can do that through your own system if you'd like. But we'd have a meeting soon about what you're going to be doing here for the election. And thank you so much for the great articles that appear basically 4 or 5 times a week at InfoWars.com that you write for us, Wayne.
Yes. Rubio's next.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. All right. Jakari Jackson is going to be coming in here into the hot seat. It is hot because the polar bear has been sitting here. And then we are going to continue on until tonight, 7 o'clock Central. with InfoWars Nightly News and the live coverage of the final debate of the Republicans in 2015 from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's get ready to rumble!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth.
It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs here in studio. And we're going to talk about many things on our hour here. We're going to take calls a little bit later. We're going to talk about gun grabbers, you know, pushing the no-fly, no-buy list, many other things. But first, as I have Joe Biggs here in studio, we're going to talk about some things that are going on in our nation's schools. And one of them is new article from David Knight, Turkish Imams USA Network of Schools to be investigated as part of a lawsuit. The Turkish government has filed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania against the powerful Turkish Islamic cleric. I believe the name is Gulen. The lawsuit alleges that Gulen issued orders from within the jurisdiction of Pennsylvania, directing his well-placed religious followers residing in Turkey to launch a targeted campaign of persecution using a network of loyal state officials, police, prosecutors, judges, and so forth, in Turkey willing to do his bidding. But the kicker about this is, while Gulen's network of influence in Turkey is allegedly based on infiltration of police and the judiciary, the rest of the world is influenced by his schools, and the estimates are that they have about 300 schools in Turkey, 1,000 worldwide. In the United States, they have about 146 taxpayer-funded charter schools as of September 2014.
And they just opened up one here in Austin as well. So if you watch the, if you go to the actual article and watch the video that's linked in there, David Knight actually talks about that school that they just opened here. I mean, there's a lot of these places that are popping up. You know, when we were doing this investigation of the American Caliphate, you know, the Islamberg is not just a commune where they house Muslims. It's also a Quranic institute where they teach this kind of stuff. You know, from the outside looking in, it might look like a peaceful thing that's going on where everyone's just kind of happy and they're learning. But that's all you can say is from the outside looking in. You know, not many people can go into these places and actually go in and investigate and find out what's really going on. So it's interesting. It's something that we'll add to our list when we are continuing this investigation of the American Caliphate and actually dig into this deeper and see if we can find out what's going on with this school.
And as Joe alluded to, David did do a report about this, a video report, so you can find that linked in the article. Now, and the headline is Parent School at Odds Over Teens Flag Photo. And we can pull it up here so we can show all of our viewers. I'll describe it to our listeners who are listening on the radio. Basically, this is a high school student. You know, a lot of times for your senior pictures, they allow you to get a professional photographer to take your own pictures and all that. And the young lady, she's having controversy. It's not because what she's wearing, because a lot of times we see, like, the kids, they wear something that's, you know, provocative or whatever. You know, she's very nicely dressed, nothing sticking out, nothing, you know, sensational about it. But as you can see, she's standing in front of a very large American flag that is so large it actually hits the floor, and she is standing on the flag. And the school's reason for banning this photo is because she's actually standing on the American flag. So, Joe Biggs, as a military man, a combat veteran, what say you about this yearbook photo?
I mean, is it actually a large American flag, or is this just some kind of backdrop? You know, if it's an actual American flag, then, yeah, you know, that's that kind of goes against, that's disrespectful in a sense, yeah. But, I mean, if it's like a wallpaper or something, and you're using that to have a patriotic background, I can understand that. But at the same time, it's just like, I can't get mad about the Black Lives Matter movement going out and burning flags and standing on them and then not get mad at her if that's an actual flag. So if that's an actual flag, then yeah, I think I have a problem with it. But if it's just used as a backdrop, I think that's a little different. If it's just some paper, like some random cloth, that's actually not a flag.
I think it was a flag. You know, it's just a short article, but I think it was an actual flag. But, okay, so basically if it's just some type of paper, if it's a backdrop.
You know, I mean, if it's something you printed out and made something, and it's not an actual flag that you buy, it's got the little the hooks that go up and all that. If it's not an actual flag, then whatever, who cares? I mean, but if it was an actual flag, I wouldn't like that. I mean, I'm not going to call into the school and ban the photo. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as someone who fought for this country and someone who really cares deeply about the country and what it means and what I want it to be, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of disrespectful.
All right. And the hits keep on coming. That was in Massachusetts. And now we have a story from New York. And a principal is banning Christmas, as we've seen many, many times before. But now they're even banning the Pledge of Allegiance. Joe Biggs, they're banning the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, that I read when that happened. That was extremely ridiculous. I mean, that's the country we're living in nowadays, where we can't even have pride in our own nation. We can't. We're a Christian country. We're a country founded on Christianity. You know, and then we can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance in our country.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like me going to Mexico and telling them they can't say their thing, or into Canada or something like that. They're going to slap me upside the face and tell me to get the hell out of here and go back to America. So, you know, how dare them? But I just read the update. They actually, it just popped up on Twitter a minute ago before we came in here. They're actually allowing Christmas trees to come back and the celebration of Christmas along with the Pledge of Allegiance. They didn't say anything about Thanksgiving, though.
It's so funny to me because we've seen all these stories, Biggs. I believe it was in California. They were telling the kids they couldn't wear American flag.
During Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
All this type of stuff. And just like you said, if you go to some foreign country and tell them not to wave their flag, I think they'd have a pretty big issue with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I went to Belgium and I said, hey, man, your flag offends me, you need to take that down. Instead, I need you to raise my flag. I need you guys to be more tolerant of me and stop speaking your gibberish. Start speaking English because I don't understand you. They're going to backhand me and tell me to get the hell out of there and go back to America,
yeah.
Which is why I don't understand why people understand that here in our country, we're a country founded on Christianity. You either need to assimilate, you need to be an American. Anybody could just move somewhere and stay there or something. No, it takes more than that. You've got to conform to our ways. You have to work at being American. I want to see you get a job. I want to see you do something. That's what it means.
And I was thinking about this because just like we're talking about the flags and the Pledge of Allegiance and all this, I was watching some fights. I'm not a big, you know, UFC guy, but I was watching some fights on this past Saturday. And, you know, the thing that everybody does, or a lot of the fighters do, once they win the fight, they'll come out with their flag. You know, they come from Brazil, they come from Mexico, or wherever. And they jump up there at the flag, and they celebrate. All these people who are offended by flags, I have this idea. Go to a UFC fight, and if you're that offended by somebody's flag, hop the guardrail, jump into the ring, and tell that guy to drop his flag. And then when you regain consciousness, you tell me if that was worth your time. That's what I think people need to do if they're really offended.
Because it's a thing of pride, though. That's the whole thing about the flag. It represents more than, it's not just a piece of cloth. It represents the people who died for the values, died for what that country represents.
Mm-hmm.
That flag is a representation of what we as Americans want to portray out and what we believe in.
That's right.
Even though the country has gone to complete and total, you know?
Yeah. Gone to hell. I
still want it to represent more than what it looks like now to the outside looking in. That's why I see a lot of patriots that are fighting for this country and standing up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. Fly the American flag. Play Christmas music. Who cares?
Yeah. Now, something that I think is very un-American, we have many people pushing for this no-fly, no-gun-buy list. I'm sure you've heard about this.
That's ridiculous.
And jumping on this, not surprising, are Chuckie Schumer and Governor Cuomo, however you pronounce it. And they're jumping on the bandwagon, say that if you are in a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. But we've documented several times of the fallacies of the no-fly list. You know, little 8-year-old Boy Scouts not being on loud planes. And to be clear, the Boy Scouts aren't on the fly list, no-fly list. It's somebody with a similar name or a birthday or a place of origin.
For example, I was just at GT Distributors. This will store up the place where I usually go and look at guns that you show me to, yeah, where I can get all my cool tactical gear. And there was a police officer in uniform trying to buy a gun. He was told no because his name, when it came back, is similar to another guy with warrants in California. He has the exact same name. So they declined it and blocked it and said no. And he had to wait and then file something to get that. And it's this whole thing with the no-fly list. It's completely and totally ridiculous. This came in the wake of the San Bernardino shootings, the massacre, the terrorist attack.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them were on the no-fly list. So where in the hell did this idea come from all of a sudden? Once again, Obama uses a horrible situation and use it to exploit his own agenda. That's something he's been looking for to happen so he can go, oh, okay, now let's go ahead and push this. Just like with the Umpqua Community College shooting in Oregon. He took that and used that to push for gun control. Now he's using this to push for this no-fly thing. And like you said, anybody can get put on it because of the similarity of a name or the fact that it just gets thrown on by accident. Or maybe it's not an accident. Maybe there's this whole secret list and they just don't like certain people based off of your Facebook posts.
And the thing about it is, they've recently changed it to where now you can fight it. I'm not sure how successful those fights have been.
Probably not. Too.
But, you know, it used to be like you got put on it and you had no idea how you got on it, what was going to happen next. So we'll have more on this. Is that Alex Jones sneaking into the studio?
Live coverage tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Tell your friends and family, tune in and spread that link, Infowars.com. /2016, baby. You are the power. You are the resistance. Let's have 1 million viewers tonight. I get that on Facebook mentions.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs in studio. I want to take a moment and tell you about the great specials at InfoWarsShop.com. Free shipping on all InfoWars.com orders. Only 3 days left for guaranteed Christmas delivery. And one of the great things you can get is the Essentials Pack. That is Survival Shield X2, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, and that is 33% off retail. And that's just one of the great specials that you can find at InfoWarsShop.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, you only have 3 days for guaranteed delivery here domestically. Now, we're going to take a call now. We see a gentleman, Joe Biggs, pointing this out to me. Marcus has been holding for well over an hour, so we don't want to keep you waiting any longer. Marcus, go ahead with your thought or question.
Yeah, my question is concerning basically the election tonight, or the GOP election tonight. And from what I've seen on TV, they're basically ridiculing Cruz about him and his carpet bombing statement about destroying ISIS. And my question to you guys is, what do you think or who do you believe has the best plan in defeating ISIS with as far as the whole GOP candidate?
I'm gonna say Lindsey Graham, because he just wants to blow up the whole universe.
I mean that's someone who wants to just bomb everything. But I mean, militarily speaking, I mean, he could carpet bomb stuff. And I mean, I was reading some articles my special operations buddies put out. It takes more than just bombing a whole bunch of buildings.
Yes.
Especially when our government, I was reading articles earlier today, they know where these propaganda sites are, where these guys are running social media over there. They won't bomb them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they bomb something, what are they going to be bombing? And on top of that, when you bomb, say if they went in there and just bombed the entire area, all the people who survived, you've created a whole other generation of people.
Of enemies, yeah.
Of enemies who are going to want to go in. You've got to go in there and you've got to attack the money. You've got to take that money away. You've got to stop that from happening so they can't grow any further. Then you've got to go in. This all has to be done strategically. You can't just do it with bombs and bullets. I mean, that works in a, you know, essentially in some ways. But this is an idea. It's just like they could come in and bomb America. But guess what? America will prevail because America is an idea, a way that we believe and we're going to go. And it's the same thing with these guys. They're willing to die and fight for this idea. So you can bomb them to hell and back. But at the end of the day, you're just going to create more people who want to stand up, and they're going to be angrier, and they're going to hate us for the rest of their lives.
Well, thank you so much, Marcus. Let's move on now to Mark in California. Now, Wayne Mattson has left us, but you're welcome to go ahead and make your statement, Mark.
Yes, sir. I would like to ask if Wayne Mattson knew Michael Aquino, because he was the former head of the NSA. And I was hoping maybe you could ask him and talk about this guy, because he's a devil worshiper there in San Francisco. Very, very despicable man. As a matter of fact, if I had to put my finger on the most wicked man that's living, it'd be either him or David Rockefeller. And so I was wondering if Wayne Mattson actually... you know, I know he knows about him because he was the top dog, you know, and if he knew anything about him, because he was friends with Anton LaVey and Oprah, you know, Anton LaVey started the Church of Satan in San Francisco. And when Oprah interviewed Michael Aquino, the former head of the NSA, there were like 800 people that called the FBI and said that they had been messed with as a child by Michael Aquino. And, you can Google it, you know, Oprah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I believe you on that one. As far as Wayne, like I said, he has left us, but... You
know, pass that information on.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can definitely pass that on, and hopefully maybe next time he's on, we can ask him that question. Let's go on to, is that Harvey in Florida?
Yes, this is Harvey in Florida. Hello, Jakari and Joe Biggs.
How's it going?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Wayne Mattson, but... they were talking, him and Alex were talking about how the military generals are like cowards and they don't get involved with saying anything or stopping anything. And I want to bring up Bradley Manning, who was like the bravest soldier in my memory for getting that classified information, the emails and the information on the State Department and passing it on to Julian Assange. Now, what they did to that poor guy, they tortured him for 2 years. Then they tried him in a kangaroo court. In Virginia, I think it was in Virginia there at Fort, whatever that name is, where the NSA is located over there, Fort Lee. And this guy, like, he went into the gulag, he disappeared. They said he was gay, and they gave him a girl's name and all this crap. What do you two gentlemen think about that guy? Because you, Joe, you were in the military. I'd like to get your take on it, because to me, he's the bravest soldier we had.
I don't share the same sentiments in a sense. I mean, you know, when you go about something like that, you can put people's lives at danger when you're releasing things like that. But that's just from a soldier standpoint. I mean, not being in that situation, and when someone leaks something, you don't have to worry about dying, and then I do out there on the ground, it's a little different.
All right, well, thank you so much. We'll come back right after this break with more calls on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
President Obama's record-breaking national debt.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
Increasing Obamacare tax penalties and premiums, blue-collar depleting trade deals, and overall Zelensky-esque tactics are demolishing the American middle class. As we near the finish line of Obama's two terms, the only change we've experienced is a totalitarian transformation of the presidential office begun by his criminal counterparts that have continuously seized the throne since JFK was gunned down in Dallas. Breitbart reports Pew Research found that the share of American adults living in middle-income households has fallen from 61% in 1971 to 50% in 2015. The share living in the upper-income tier rose from 14% to 21% over the same period. Meanwhile, the share in the lower-income tier increased from 25% to 29%. Manufacturing accounted for 26%. 6% of employed adults in 1971, compared with 11% in 2014. A Gallup poll discovered that since the year 2000 through 2008, 10% of middle class to upper middle class of Americans transferred into the lower class. 62% of Americans have under $1,000 in savings. Meanwhile, Obamacare will raise the penalty next year by 50% for not participating to $1,000, just to make sure that anybody struggling can't get ahead.
So their goal has always been to eliminate the middle class, raise taxes, give away their health care to poor and illegals, flood the country with immigrants, degrade our position abroad, do everything they can to eliminate the foundation of what supports the free market system, and that is the only threat to their having a permanent hold on power. The goal is to keep a permanent hold on power.
When I grew up, I guess it was years before you grew up, but we had a country of middle-class families who had intact nuclear families. That is, the mother and father were married to each other and raising their own children in one household. And now that's just the minority of people in our country. But the nuclear family was a self-contained economic unit. They spent their own money, made their own decisions, decided how they were going to raise their children.
The now pseudo-privileged, financially doomed millennial generation has proclaimed the death of the American dream, according to a Harvard poll. Blindly throwing their collective votes towards the socialist promises of Bernie Sanders out of total desperation, the millennial generation workforce still makes up 40% of the unemployed. This generation will overtake the baby boomer generation as the nation's largest living population, approaching 75 million strong. A generation that will inherit the mind-controlling PC culture, dwindling middle class numbers, Obamacare penalties and rate hikes, and crippling student debt. If you thought the middle class was in trouble now, you ain't seen nothing yet. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Another fantastic report there from John Bound. And that's the thing, as we're watching this video with all the college students, if you're listening on the radio, he had several college students featured in that video. You have all these people who are coming out of school with massive amounts of debt and not a whole lot of prospects for jobs in the future. You know, a lot of these guys, and including it happened to myself for an extended period of time, you know, you get out of school and then you just go work some job. You go work at IHOP, you go work at Denny's, you go work at Walmart or someplace like that, just trying to make your ends meet. And then eventually maybe there's some type of pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but you still have the debt attached to it. Now, what we're going to do for the remainder of our program is to intersperse your calls with the videos. We just played a video. We're going to open up the phone lines. The number to call in is 800-259-9231. Once again, that is 800-259-9231. Now, you can speak on any topic, but I do remind our viewers that Wayne Mattson has left us. So if you have questions for him, you just have to call back on another day. But let's go ahead and go to James in Washington. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Pretty good, man. Hey, Joe Bagels, want to say God bless, man. You remind me of my best friend, Mike. You're like a brother. You're like a brother I'd like to hang out with up here if you ever come up in Seattle.
Well, Joe Biggs left us, too. I guess I should have mentioned that as well. But I'm sure he can hear you, and he appreciates your call. Thank you so much, James. All right, so we took one call there. Let's go ahead and go to another video. This is Trey Gowdy. And Trey Gowdy is grilling DHS officials on due process, oversight, and reform committee. Because, yeah, we have all these DHS guys that we're talking about, guys on no-fly list, no-gun-buy list. We've also seen, I believe it was 72 people from DHS on the no-fly list. I wonder how seriously that's going to be enforced. So if the guys are ready, we can go ahead and run that clip.
Let me ask you another question about the terrorism list. What process is afforded a U.S. citizen, not someone who's overstayed a visa, not someone who crossed the border without permission, but an American citizen, what process is currently afforded an American citizen before they go on that list?
I'm sorry. There's not a process afforded the citizen prior to getting on the list. There is a process should someone feel they are unduly placed on the
list. Yes, there is. And when I say process, I'm actually using half of the term due process. which is a phrase we find in the Constitution, that you cannot deprive people of certain things without due process. So I understand Mr. Goode's idea, which is wait until your right has been taken from you, and then you can petition the government to get it back. I understand that that's his idea. My question is, can you name another constitutional right that we have that is chilled until you find out it's chilled, and then you get it back? True with the First Amendment?
Sir, there are strict criteria before...
That's not my question, ma'am. That is not my question. My question is, what process is afforded a United States citizen before that person's constitutional right is infringed? Then he's fine with doing it with the Second Amendment. My question is, how about the First? How about we not let him set up a website or a Google account? How about we not let him join the church until they can petition government to get off the list? How about not get a lawyer? How about the Sixth Amendment? How about you can't get a lawyer until you petition the government to get off the list? Or my favorite, how about the Eighth Amendment? We're going to subject you to cruel and unusual punishment until you petition the government to get off the list. Is there another constitutional right that we treat the same way for American citizens that we do the Second Amendment? Can you think of one?
And she sits there.
Can you think of one?
I don't have an answer for you, sir.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Great job, you, Trey Gowdy, grilling these guys. Because, yeah, that's what it is. That's what I was talking about with Biggs early on, this no-fly, no-gun-buy list and all these other watch lists they have people on. Half the time, you don't even know that you're on it until, you know, you get stuck at the airport or some other thing. Then you have to petition. And as you can see right there, well, what's the petition process? What are you supposed to do? A lot of times, they don't have an answer. Once again, the number to call in, 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Luke in Washington. Go ahead, Luke.
Hi, thank you for having me on here. So
thank you.
I'm on YouTube right now, and I see the Alex Jones channel, and I see that Melissa Harris Perry calls Star Wars film racist, and I think that just shows kind of where our country is really going. Every film in the world, in the future, is probably just going to, if it displays a black man or a black woman getting killed, it's going to be claimed as racist. That's what Melissa Harris Perry is going to just try and do, claim every future film that shows any black man, any black woman getting killed is a racist film. And that's just a joke.
Well, I hear what you're saying, because I believe what she was referring to, like, it was a long clip. We played it yesterday. I'm not going to play it again. But she was talking about, you know, how Darth Vader was evil until he became white. He took off the Darth Vader suit and became white. Even though if you go watch Episode 3, you know, Anakin's evil and killing a bunch of kids in the library. But I guess that doesn't mean anything. And I also saw an interview with James Earl Jones done several years ago. He was talking about when he got cast for the film. Because you can go watch, DVD bonus features of the actor in the suit saying the lines. He doesn't sound intimidating at all. I'm sure he's a fantastic actor, but he doesn't have that James Earl Jones type of voice. So James Earl Jones was saying that, yeah, George Lucas wanted a voice that was darker, not racially darker, but just darker, more intense, more intimidating than what we saw there. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying there, Luke. I think there is going to be a lot of people, just like anything, you know, if a black person is a villain in a movie, they'll say it's racist or whatever. So I definitely understand what you're saying right there. Now, let's go ahead and go back to another clip now. We have Obama's undersecretary of the Army, Secretary of the Army, and he's talking about ISIS is not contained, because we've seen Obama previously state that ISIS was the JV team, that they're not a threat. He's releasing guys from Guantanamo Bay saying that they're no longer a threat, low-level threats. Is this going to be another thing that blows up in his face? I don't know, but let's go take a look at this clip. By all people, not Lindsey Graham, who's it? John McCain coming after this guy, and I got my own views about John McCain. You know, he's out there hanging out with the Al-Qaeda rebels, saying that, I know these guys, I know them so well, and I've gone over there and met with them, and somebody, oh, here is Alex Jones.
Sorry. It's live teleprompter media. Jakari's kicking butt. I cannot wait till tonight when you guys are hosting the news. I'll be part of it with you. We got huge debate coverage coming up. I'm about to do a Facebook mentions coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, Jakari.
All right.
You've done a wonderful job this year. So have the viewers and listeners. I'm about to go sign your Christmas bonus check, Jakari.
That is awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. And this is Mr. Murphy, the undersecretary.
Well, thank you all. Congressman Murphy, is ISIS contained?
Well, Senator, I'm not currently, as you know, in government, but let me tell you what I know from my personal perspective, Mr. Chairman. When you look at things like the Russian airliner...
Start out by saying yes or no.
I would say no, because, Mr. Chairman, when you look at things like the Russian airliner, when you look at things like the Paris attack, which killed civilians, when you look at things like the ISIL-inspired attack in California, when you look at ISIL operations currently in Ramadi and Mosul, I'm concerned, as we all are concerned. And we must, and I think Secretary Carter and General Milley have said that we must accelerate our prosecution in the war against ISIL immediately. And if confirmed, Mr. Chairman, I will do just that to make sure we take the fight to them.
And yes, I do agree that ISIS is a threat and they need to be dealt with. The issue that very few people are talking about outside of Rand Paul is that we keep funding ISIS. We keep funding Al-Qaeda. Everybody wants to go blow them up, but nobody wants to cut off the funding and make them an easier target to attack. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in Michigan. Go ahead, Larry. Larry? Okay, I guess we lost Larry there. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Jakari, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. Yourself?
Good. Hey, isn't it funny how when Trump made that statement about the illegal or the bringing in the jihadis, that all those people in the establishment come out against him? Well, doesn't that just go to show how much they don't represent us when his polls go up?
Well, the issue is, you know, like I said, I'm not a fan of everything Trump says and does, but, you know, just going back to the old Rand Paul example, you know, everybody wants to come out and say, let's bomb ISIS, but nobody wants to talk about the root of the problem, saying that we're funding ISIS. Like, I haven't heard Trump really talk about that either. So I'm not so much on the Trump campaign. I do hear what you're saying, that anytime he says something, they do seem to attack him more than they would a Hillary Clinton or a, you know, Bernie Sanders, a character like that. So I hear some of what you're saying, but I'm not completely on the Trump bandwagon.
And you know how right after that happened, Obama come out and said, you know, we got to, you know, somebody on a no-fly list should not be able to buy a gun when this guy wasn't even on. These guys weren't even on a no-fly list.
That is correct. Yeah, it shows you they just keep grasping at straws. And, you know, even with the Boston bombing, you had a, you know, pressure cooker filled with all types, you know, nails, whatever else was in there. Then they'd use that to try to ban guns. You know, it's just the complete lunacy. They'll use any example they can to come after guns, even though, as we all know, they themselves are surrounded by bodyguards and have all that stuff going on them. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Let's go back to another clip. We have Obama defending his Guantanamo policy, calling for the release of low-level detainees and downplaying the threat, as we already referenced earlier in the show. Obama used to say that ISIS was the JV team. They're not to be, you know, any concern to anybody. We're just going to airdrop them grenades and then have our, you know, colonels, generals, or whoever the guy made the statement that one crate or one pallet of grenades isn't going to defeat the U.S. military. Yes, I do agree it's not going to defeat the United States military. Let's kill a whole bunch of unarmed civilians out there in Syria. Let's go ahead and look at this clip from Obama.
Well, first of all, just in terms of Guantanamo policy generally, I am absolutely persuaded, as are my top intelligence and military advisors, that Guantanamo is used as a recruitment tool for organizations like ISIS. And if we want to fight them, then we can't give them these kinds of excuses. In terms of any kind of return to the fight by people who are released by ISIL, keep in mind that between myself and the Bush administration, hundreds of people have been released, and the recidivism rate, we anticipate. We assume that there are going to be, out of 400, 500, 600 people that get released, that a handful of them are going to be embittered and still engaging in anti-U.S. activities and trying to link up potentially with their old organizations. The judgment that we're continually making is, are there individuals who are significantly more dangerous than the people who are already out there, who are fighting? What do they add? Do they have special skills? Do they have special knowledge that ends up making them a significant threat to the United States? So the bottom line is that the strategic gains we make by closing Guantanamo will outweigh those low-level individuals who have been released so far.
All right, so there you go, President Obama with his latest statement, or one of his later statements. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Michigan. Go ahead, Nick.
How you doing, Shai? Big fan of Joe's too.
Thank you.
I just got something to say to veterans and people in the military that have gotten out. It's still your duty to support and defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States, specifically the Second Amendment. Everybody that is trained and can legally own firearms should. And I have a question for Joe. Is he still right there?
Oh, no, he stepped out.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's it then. I was going to ask him. I have a little brother who's looking to join the Marine Corps. I was wondering if Joe has any advice to give to him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you can find him on Twitter. He's a very social butterfly, Rambo Biggs on Twitter, and you can ask him your questions there. Thank you so much, Nick. We're going to go to break now. We'll be back. Don't forget the debate's coming up tonight, live coverage starting at 7 p.m. Central.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent, and as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is the final segment of the Overdrive Hour. And before we get to our topics here, I want to remind you about the great specials in the InfoWars shop. Right now, the ProPure water filtration systems are 25% off. You can get the ProPure Traveler, the King, all the good stuff right there. 25% off. And don't forget, we have free shipping going on right now, and you have three more days left to guarantee your shipping here in the United States. By Christmas time, so you definitely want to do that and get on that right away. And why we talk about things like water filtration systems, because besides the Harvard studies saying that they lower your IQ when you have things like fluoride in the water, and then you go to the city council meeting and the mayor gives you the finger, we now have this new article coming out of Flint, Michigan, where they have so much lead in the water that it's giving kids sicknesses, and they've declared a state of emergency. And this says, according to the World Health Organization, lead affects children's brain development, resulting in reduced IQs, behavioral changes, and shortening of attention spans, and increased antisocial behavior. The article goes on to say the proportion of infants and children with above average levels of lead in their blood has nearly doubled since the city switched from the Detroit water system to using the Flint River as a water source in 2014. So this is why it's important to have clean, pure water. You don't want to get things like dental fluorosis. You don't want your kids to have lead poisoning, you know, because you think about the old saying, you know, must be something in the water. You would usually reserve that when you see some big, strong, you know, muscly football guys running around, you know, running guys over. That must be something in the water. Now when you see some sick kid, you know, who's rolling around in a wheelchair, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm being dead serious. When you have some very elderly person who's suffering from these ill effects, then you say, oh, there's something in the water. And there is. You definitely need to have a clean water source to drink from. So let's go ahead and finish up with our calls. Here we'll go to Shelley, and that is in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I just recently finished watching the Kate Griggs videos on YouTube. The title of the videos is Ex Illuminati Wife Tells All or something like that. And I was just wondering if you had seen those videos and if you
I have not.
Them. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
She was married to a colonel in the Marine Corps, George Griggs, and she just, I mean, what she exposes is so incredible, and I was just wondering if maybe Joe had heard about her. I mean, she just talks about crazy rituals and killings and satanic stuff, and I just didn't know if you had seen the four videos on YouTube.
No, I have not seen those, but, you know, I can believe stories like that do happen. We've seen guys like Jimmy Savile and, you know, all the weird stuff that goes on at Bohemian Grove. There are definitely people who are into that kind of, you know, weird stuff. I'm not exactly sure how far those tapes go that you're referring to, but I can't believe that people do stuff like that. Thank you so much, Shelley. Let's go on to Thomas in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, sir. So caller brought up earlier about South Park, this current season of South Park, how they're using PC and they're really describing how PC is being used as a weapon. Have you watched South Park at all? Have you seen the season?
I don't watch South Park regularly. Every now and then we'll post one of the clips on the site. Like I saw the Safe Space one. They had like Steven Seagal and Vin Diesel and some. And, you know, I get the point that they're trying to make. Yeah, so I'm aware of them.
Yeah, there was a point where they actually completely broke it down where PC is actually being used as a weapon to bring in ISIS. And I think it's great that Comedy Central, yeah, they have been a weapon of deception where they had the article making fun of InfoWars with Michael Jackson on the moon, and then they had Obama on The Daily Show talking about with Jon Stewart about putting gun owners in FEMA camps. He's got to do it soon.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I'm sorry, Thomas, we are out of time. I want to remind everybody about our debate coverage coming up tonight live right here in this studio, 7 p.m. Central. Myself, Joe Biggs, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, the rest of the crew, you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned for that.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.